Matt, this Buffalo Bills offense, I think of that spread approach. I think you guys were pretty much playing your sub packages for most of the games against them last year. How similar are they this year to what we saw last year?
Well, I would definitely say they're you know, obviously improved from last year. They've done a good job this year of, you know, distributing the ball around to their skilled position players. They have a lot of them out there on the field, and a lot of guys that can really, you know, hurt you in a hurry. So I think they do an excellent job with their personnel, you know, starting with the running back position, getting, you know, whichever running back is in the game, you know, getting him the ball, whether it's in the running game or in the passing game. You know, they will motion those guys out or spread those guys out and move their players around, so you really have to be alert and ready to defend those guys in any, you know, particular position, you know, and then obviously the receivers, you know, with Johnson and Jones, you know, being big-time threats out there wherever they decide to get lined up, along with, you know, an excellent pass-catching tight end in Chandler. So they've done a really good job as far as using their skill positions. Their offensive line is, you know, has been a real good group for them this year to give the quarterbacks protection and time to basically run the offense. So I think obviously they're just the group, as the longer they play together and develop, they've really been able to, you know, do some really good things with the offense.
Matt, when you look at some of the run defense, I guess would say issues that came up Sunday night, what stood out to you as to why those issues sort of cropped up?
Well, I think every week we take a look at the film and we try to improve, you know, all the areas of the defense that we can, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, get the mistakes corrected, whether it's, you know, a scheme issue or not, and try to just really then focus on the fundamentals, going back to doing what we, you know, try to do best, and that's defeating blockers and trying to, you know, play those plays better with good fundamental skills and tackle better and do all the little things better. And I think that's the most important thing for us right now.
Would it be fair to say, like, it was more an issue of maybe defeating blocks than it was tackling?
I think we just try to get better at all of it. You know, I think that's where our focus has got to be.
Matt, what do you like about your defense right now?
I tell you what, our guys come to work every day and they work extremely hard. We've got guys on this defense that that love to play the game, love to work at the game, try to get better, understand, you know, each week is a different challenge. Each week is something, you know, that we've got to work on and improve and get better. And these guys really come to work every day with the attitude of trying to get better, trying to understand, you know, our opponent that week, what we're trying to do from a game plan standpoint. And I just can't give enough credit to the work ethic and the determination that these guys have to try to get better every week. And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, it goes from Vince Wilfork down to Gerard Mayo through, you know, to the secondary, Devin McCourty and all the guys that we have back there. So just, you know, I think that's the great part for us, is that we get to come to work and do something we love with a bunch of guys that, you know, love what they do.
Just as a follow-up, one, to clarify, has that been an issue in the past? Is that something that really stands out with this team? Because it's, when you look at some teams you've coached in the past, they haven't had a good work ethic.
Nope, definitely that is not the case. You just asked me what I loved about this team, and that's that these guys work really hard.
What is your defense do right now that it can hang its hat on? In other words, it can pretty much count on that happening every week.
Well, I mean, I think we're going to go out there every week, and we're going to try to be, you know, a hard-nosed football team, try to play hard, be physical, be aggressive, and try to do everything, you know, we're asking those guys to do.
Has that been the case?
Well, like I said, I think every week you go out and you try to, you know, improve from the previous week and try to get better. So, you know, I think that's what we're trying to do.
More specifically on one player, Matt, Devin McCourty, could you just sort of assess his performance from Sunday night, some of the things that you thought he did well, maybe some areas where you thought that he has some improvement to build upon?
I think in general, you know, as a defense as a whole, we're trying to improve every week, and that would be from the coaching staff all the way through to the players, and I think that's what we're really kind of focused on, and just trying to get everybody going. I mean, obviously, with Buffalo, we have a huge challenge ahead of us, so really just focused on trying to get ready for them, and all the different things that they can do with us. So I think, all of our guys are just obviously trying to get better each week.
Matt, Michael Vega from the Boston Globe, can you say what kind of how the complexion of their offense has turned without a guy like C.J. Spiller in the mix?
Yeah, good question. I mean, what's been amazing is obviously Fred Jackson is a tremendous player for them, very multiple player, and obviously with him being out there for a little bit, Spiller kind of stepped in and just took over, the role. I think what they've done there is had an attitude in their backfield where, one guy can come in and replace the next, and they've still been very productive. So Spiller obviously is, very, very fast player, quick, explosive. He and Jackson, and put Johnny White in that category, and, Choice also. Those are guys that just kind of come right in and do a good job in filling in the offense. Obviously, Spiller has had some great, yardage here the last couple of weeks. And like I said before earlier, both of those guys are players, Spiller and Jackson, that, they get the ball to not only in the run game but also in the passing game. And I think that's what the complexity of what they do really amplifies with those two players.
In Spiller's case also, special teams involvement also makes him an even more versatile threat.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a utility player for them that can do a lot of different things, and they have a lot of confidence in getting those things done. So, obviously he's a key part of what they do.
Just maybe as a follow-up, we were asking Bill about this, but your thoughts about the way that Monday night game came out last night?
Yeah, I didn't see any of it, obviously. I'm just really trying to focus on Buffalo. That's my concern. I think my goal here is to try to improve us here and try to get everything that we need to get done for this week. So unfortunately, I didn't see any of it.
Okay, has it become an issue though trying to get your players prepared without letting them get too preoccupied with the fact that you may have a bad call go your way at some point because of the situation with the officials? You're trying to get them to put that out of their minds?
I think we do a great job here of everybody understanding you control what you can control, and we don't spend any wasted time or effort worrying about any of those things that we can't. Just really focus on the things we can control, and if we put all our effort and focus into that, then we'll be all right.
Thank you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions for Matt?
Matt, specific to the left defensive end position in the defense, what are you looking for out of that position in terms of if the player does this, he will have done his job well?
Well, I think right now, on our defense in general with the guys in the front, I think like we had talked about earlier, guys that can defeat blocks and play with good fundamental technique, whether it's in the run game or the passing game, and the best guys that we can get to do that and play good fundamental football is what we're always trying to look for. So, and I would say that goes across the board.
Just natural follow-up on that was what are the skills that Rob Ninkovich has? I know he's a hard worker. Outside of like work ethic, what are the skills that Rob Ninkovich has that makes him a good fit there? Outside of work ethic,
I would say obviously you've got Rob nailed down with his work ethic, but Rob does a good job of trying to defeat blockers and be strong at the point of attack and use his hands and be able to hold the edge over there. So. He's been able to do that for us pretty well.
Matt, as a follow-up to that, what happens, Matt, when a player like Rob does everything fundamentally right and technique-wise right, and he's getting overpowered there, say, just as an example, does that cause you guys to look at it and say, like, okay, maybe he's got to play somewhere else? You got a size thing at some point versus a technique thing.
Yeah, I think we're trying to look at all of our guys, you know, before the games and try to make sure that we have the best possible matchups we can. And obviously we have, you know, confidence in the guys that we put out there to do their jobs to the best of their ability to, you know, to get the job done.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.